But now, Triggy, for 12 and a half years, he's been the Crows CEO. At the club for 17 years, has made a significant contribution. He's off to Carlton in 4 weeks' time, and he joins us now. Triggy, thanks for your time.
Pleasure, guys. How are you going?
Not sure whether to say congratulations or commiserations. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I'd like to think congratulations because, you know, it's I feel like it's a big move when you've got, in your introduction, there's so much time and emotional energy invested into the Adelaide Crows as I've had over such a long period of time, you know, to make the hard call on it. And I think the right call, logically the right call, maybe it's more of congratulations, Rowie. Hopefully it's that.
Well, I think a lot of our techs sum it up. There's three winners. Clearly, Carlton's a winner by getting your services. You're a winner because it's a great appointment for yourself. And I think after 12 and a half years, a fresh set of eyes over the Crows, they're a winner as well. But tell us how it all came about and why now, Triggy?
Well, it was a really lengthy answer to that, but I think the shortest, most clipped one is that there's a logical side. And then, as you often hear people say when they step back from certain positions, public positions sometimes, that it's, you know, you just know that it's time. The logical part is that we've knocked off over the last 12 months, as you guys know, and we tried to explain this morning, and we've knocked off a number of really big projects over the last, that 12-month period of Adelaide Oval and licence and State League team and the new constitution. And my staff know that there's a set of folders here as high as the ceiling in terms of agreements and securing our future down here at West Lakes. And when you get all of those done and you lift the eyes and think, okay, well, you know, what's next? And I was sort of starting to think that way about, you know, where's this going? How long do I do it for? Coupled with the fact that any CEO would tell you that you never ever want to leave a place less than at its best, and I just had been feeling that the club, despite a few bits of commentary to the contrary, is in such good shape at the moment. Its membership, its attendances, where it plays, its list, its asset base, its financial situation. It started to feel logically like it was the right time. And you know, as you said quite rightly, Stephen, that 12 and a half years is a really long time anyway. I think I'm right in saying the average CEO tenure is 3 or 4 years, and it's just a logical thing to think that we're on top of our game and things are going well. I should be thinking about when it's time. And I started to have these discussions a little way back with Rob, just directionally, and then lo and behold, a couple of opportunities popped up. They have in the past, and I've been able to really have a really clear mind about dismissing them. But the Carlton one, boys, grabbed me. I couldn't get it out of my head in recent weeks, and you know, fast forward and a decision gets made. So I suppose that's a bit of the shortest version of the background, Stephen.
Triggy, got to ask you the questions people will want to know. The Kurt Tippett affair, is that been the knock-on effect? I mean, are you here today leaving the Adelaide Footy Club solely because of that?
It's got nothing to do with it.
It's got nothing to do with it?
Nothing to do with it.
Nothing at all?
At all. I mean, if you're asking me because of pockets of criticism...
But they're deep pockets.
The answer is no. It hasn't influenced the decision at all. I think you could call that a one percenter in footy terms. I'm mindful of it because of my family.
Absolutely.
I'm mindful of it because of my club. But in terms of me... And a decision professionally, it hasn't. It's all about what I just tried to explain to you.
Yeah, but that's the reality. The reality is, and this is not, I'm not here to fight, I'm just here to tell you what reality is, and certainly if it's by the 19th men and the people that ring, there's a groundswell, Triggy. And I know you know that. I know you know that there's been a groundswell of an anti-Trig sentiment out there.
Well, you've asked me a question. I'm giving you the most direct and blunt answer I possibly can, is that I know how the decision came about, and it's not because of a pocket of the 19th man or other clubs or wherever out there that wanted to continue to bang a negative drum. It just wasn't. And so it's bound up in the things that I've just explained to you.
Okay. Well, that's your word, so we take you on that word. And I'm not here to fight, but that can't be ignored. That part of it cannot be ignored. And even the emails that we've got tonight is now the club can move on because this will not crop up anymore. This feels like a full stop in that argument, debate.
If some feel that way, that's good. I'd ask those people to also have a think about the progress we've made as a club in the last 12 months, in the last 12 years, where we've come from in 2001 to where we get to now. When Bill Sanders handed over the reins in late 2001, our club, for where the competition was at the time, was in great shape. Consider the growth of the competition and where we've needed to get to as a club in the ensuing 12 years. And I would hope, Chris, that the smudge that you want to bring up and make something of.
Well, hang on, careful. This is reality. This is not me making something up. This is a reality that I'm just giving you the chance to answer. There's no muckraking. This is fact, and I'm just giving you the opportunity to answer for the final time.
Well, I reckon I'm doing it pretty calmly, Chris, and to say that.
Just do it appropriately. I mean, you don't have to throw me under the bus as well. I just asked you a question. Now, you want to fight with me, that's fine. I asked you a question.
I'm a bit perplexed as to how I'm throwing you under the bus by explaining to you that over the last 12 years, I reckon we've made terrific progress as a club. And I would hope that most rational people out there would understand that, yeah, we made a blue with a tip at one. We copped it on the chin and we kept moving. And for some, it's hard to let go of it. I completely understand that. But I'm just explaining that I think that what we've done in the last 12 months in particular and over the journey of the last 12 years has been outstanding. And we should be really proud of it as a club. And if you're interpreting that as throwing you under the bus, Chris, I'm sorry, because that's not what I'm intending to do.
Can I word it this way, Triggy? After Tippergate, you said you couldn't wait to tell your story of events. You never did. Can you now? And would you like to? Because I know you'd like to.
You'd certainly love to, but I don't reckon it remains that the legal framework that was difficult at the time is still difficult now. I mean, I don't think that leaving the club with a legal lawsuit is the greatest parting gift.
Correct.
But I just would remind people, and look, I completely get it, Chris. I completely get it. But it's worth reminding people that besides pointing to the glass half full side of things, is that just a little reminder that we copped our whack, and I think the industry knows, and maybe it's reflected in its support of where we're at now, is that we got belted really hard. And just a little reminder that one thing that we didn't do, and the only thing I'll say about it, Stephen, because I'm not going to dredge the whole thing back up again. It might suit some, but I think the vast majority had enough of it, is that what we didn't do is we didn't exceed the salary cap. We didn't pay more than we weren't accused of that. We didn't pay one thing that we weren't supposed to pay. It was all seen by the AFL, and we never sent him where he wanted to go. And so, in context, I find myself still needing to defend ourselves. Mm. I think you'd think that was pretty normal and appropriate. But we copped what we needed to on the chin and we moved on. And I think, Stephen, to your question, that's all we can say. You know, I could fire
I understand
shots.
It.
I could fire shots right across the country. But
I feel for you, you need to, on the back of what Bone's saying. And a lot of us know the story, and we don't want to drag it out in front of the courts, but it's not about that. You've made an announcement today. Let's move on, Triggy, because as you rightly said, most have. You've got 4 weeks. You've got a lot of IP there. The stadium review. Can you wrap it up in 4 weeks, and how important is it to you that does happen for your club right now, which is the Adelaide Crows?
Well, I think we can certainly break the back of it. If it goes on for any longer, I'd like to think it wouldn't be much longer, but look, just take a back step from that for a moment. We have cut ourselves a fantastic deal. I think the publicity that's been brought to hand about the review could possibly lead people to think, it's a shocking deal in the first place. I mean, we will achieve more than our $3 million of net uplift that we sought. However, the review is appropriate in a whole range of fronts, in terms of getting potentially a fairer share of the pie, but don't think for a moment that it hasn't been a magnificent outcome for us as a club. So the review, we should be able to crack into, I think, quite quickly and get to the points that we need. And if that takes longer than 4 weeks, the guys who will be at hand with me, be they the chairman who's ridden this all the way through, and others, will be in really good shape to be able to tie up the bow at the end of it.
Who else has the IP that you have with it? I know on the steering committee it was you and Nigel Smart, so he's the interim CEO. Is he all over it with you, Triggy?
Yes, he is. But when you say the IP, I mean, I've got the history with it as to where every angle, every bit and piece of the financial model and so on came from. As to the knowledge of how that model is operating now, Nigel's all over it. Rob's all over it. Our chief financial officer is all over it. So, you know, it's not it's not without terrific knowledge from the rest of the crew here.
Nigel Smart, can he do your job?
I'm inevitably going to be asked about who can and who can't. I think publicly endorsing or otherwise is a pressure that I don't need to put on the board. Any good CEO is all about trying to get people developed from within, both to take his own role and to develop from within the organisation, from mid-management right through. So the short answer is I'm not going to put myself or the club on the hook as endorsing anybody, but as has previously been said, we've got some really terrific people internally who would make very good candidates.
You have trained him up, but Triggy?
Have I trained him up?
Yeah,
for 12 months. The one thing I do love about Nigel is, as you guys know, he is absolutely having a crack.
He's having a crack.
In footy terms, he's got his head over the ball.
Yeah.
Anybody who's standing in his way is going to get knocked over.
Triggy, does it need to be a football person? Can you comment on that, whether you think it's the game is now just best suited to football people, or can you still look outside footy circles?
Chris, it's a very good question. I have a really clear view of that, is that it's not necessarily that easy to do, but these roles, without being self-righteous or whatever about it, you need some breadth, and I mean that in the sense that I think without footy, it's a really... It's a very risky appointment without footy, in a sense. I mean, because it's core business, and you're dealing closely with coaches and with players and list management and so forth. So I think having a footy background is enormously helpful.
What's a non-negotiable for him? Is there something that if you haven't got this as part of your armoury, then you do not apply?
People management.
Okay, that's number one.
That's number one. Probably number one, two, and three.
Yep.
I don't know, Chris, maybe you could talk about that in coaching terms as well, but that's the first thing that pops into my mind every time is, you know, it's a staff of over 100, it's 50 players, it's a high-performance environment, it's 50,000, 60,000 members who all want to feel connected, it's 400 corporates, it's dealing with government, it's dealing with... you know, the rank and file member on the hill. You need people's skills, and so I think it starts there. In answer to your question, having footy is highly, highly desirable, and of course, something of a business background is pretty helpful too, because they're now 40, $50 million businesses.
How bulletproof do you have to be? I mean, you and I have a discussion, and the email just goes silly. I mean, that's an important part of the job, I'm assuming, too, because you're probably in a spot where you can't afford, maybe that's not the right word, but hold too many grudges.
No, well, that's true. I think you need a thick skin, and I've always felt that. You know, I'm happy to accept criticism where I think it's fair, and I'm happy to accept criticism from people I think who are qualified. If it falls outside of that, I have been able to develop a thick skin and think, you know, it's just, you know, as long as I'm supported by the people who matter around the place, and particularly within the club, that's the important part of it. So, you need a thick skin, you need some resilience, you need to be very persistent with what you do. You need a whole range of qualities. Mm. But look, I'm really clear. We've got the great benefit of our chairman having sat in this chair for 6 months, so he's got a really clear picture about what's required for the role.
Triggy, old Blue Eyes Frank Sinatra had a song about regrets. He had a few, but then again, too few to mention. Your regrets, if any, at the Crows?
Yeah, well, as I said this morning, I think if... there's one obvious one, and we've sort of already touched on it, but... I often think when people say they leave a job after a long time and they have no regrets, that, I don't know, if you tried hard enough or if you and you're really serious about it, they must regret something. I probably the one thing that, to coin a phrase, that I would dearly, dearly love to have had is a premiership in my time as CEO. My first couple of years at the club, we had that ultimate success in 97 and 98. But as CEO, it's what I've been yearning for some time. I think we've been extraordinary. Last couple of years a bit tougher, boys, as you know, but extraordinarily strong, consistently strong and competitive footy club and respected across the comp. 8 finals in final series in 12 years, 4 prelims, throw in a couple of night ones for premier for good measure and all that, which is I think consistently strong. But I just, as I said to the players this morning, 2 things. That's what's kept me going for a while. Secondly, you know, you guys win one in the next little while, and I think it's within reach. I'm not selling them a pup. I think it's within reach. I'll be the happiest and saddest man alive, because the reality is that if we'd jag one in, say, 09 or 10 or maybe 12, might have been on that horse and off into the sunset already.
Well, Triggy, Carlton will be one of the leading clubs for Patrick Dangerfield services as a free agent at the end of next year. You've got 4 weeks left. I think your parting gift to Adelaide needs to be Paddy's signature. There you are. No pressure.
Whether it's in the next 4 weeks or whatever it looks like, I'm very confident that Paddy stays at the Adelaide Footy Club, and he should. He absolutely should. Whenever I put a different tie on, I'll still say the same thing. I think he thrives here. I think he's good for the Adelaide Footy Club and vice versa. So I would strongly counsel him to stay where he's doing very, very well.
Now, Triggy, board politics. Carlton's got the biggest board in AFL history, the most factions. Jeannie Pratt, Bruce Matheson, the pokey baron. They've got a current president who's a newbie, and Mick Gatto. Triggy, good luck with that, buddy.
Somebody asked me today, was your first call to Mick? Which Mick?
Mick Gatto.
Look, they're a very, very well-supported, strong club. You know, I've been asked a few times today why there. I just see really considerable upside in the heart of Melbourne with a strong traditional club. I think there's so much upside to where they're at the moment on and off the field. And, you know, time will tell whether we can make a difference, but I certainly intend to do so.
Well, we've got Mick Malthouse up next. You're his new boss, Triggy. Thanks for the time. All the best at Carlton. Hands off our players. In 4 weeks, you will be the enemy, and good luck with that, and good luck with Mick. And I don't mean Mick Malthouse, I actually mean Mick Gatto.
Thanks, guys. And
thanks, Triggy.
Not sure what happened for a moment there. Chris, maybe our wires a bit crossed.
No, that's it. Look, I poked the bear, so that's cool. And again, I asked the question. I thought it was a question worth asking. You answered it beautifully, Phil.
And
no drama.
And 4 weeks, just before the 4 weeks is up, or whatever it looks like, I'll wander in there and we'll have a chat in the studio, boys.
Well, Triggy, over that 17 years, your support of our station back in the good old days, right the way through, has been nothing short of sensational. I know we'll catch up before you go. Hey, you start at Carlton August the 18th. Carlton play Port Adelaide August the 22nd that week. You'll be at Adelaide Oval as the away team, Triggy. Bang.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Look, I think there'll be better times for this, and I did write a note to members and corporate partners and all and sundry this morning, but maybe there's a time later, but I'll take the opportunity now. It's been an unbelievable pleasure and privilege to lead this extraordinary, great club, and, you know, it's a bit of an emotional wrench. I talk about the logical side of it, but you can say what you like about your CEO as a Crow supporter. I just know that from the heart I've given it everything. I've loved every minute of it at this footy club, and it's in great shape. I wish it nothing but the best, and the people involved have been wonderful. It's an emotional wrench, but it's the right one, and it's funny, I said to my kids last night, now we're all set for this, are we ready to go? And yep, Dad, we're supporting you, no worries, but don't expect us to barrack for Carlton, we're barracking for the Crows.
Well, and I
sort of thought, in one fell swoop, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yep.
You make a decision, but your heart's always going to lie somewhere, and there's a big chunk of mine that'll always be at Adelaide, boys, so thanks very much.
Big part of your life, Triggy, and ours. Well done, mate. Thanks for your
good
time,
you,
and all the best. We'll keep in touch.
Cheers.
Stephen Trigg, their outgoing CEO for...